blogtalkradio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Did the man get her ass kicked at the end of Monday Night Raw? This is a Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Yeah! That ending.
That was a thing! That happened! I'm so proud! Like, our baby's grown up. I'm so proud.
Okay, so like 20 minutes ago, as we were sitting here watching Raw, I was telling Lindsay the story about how I've been watching NXT from 2013, and you get young Bayley. And she saw Sweet and Innocent, and, and you saw Sasha is very young and everything like this. And like 20 minutes later, they're all grown up.
All of them.
All of them have all grown up. Like, legitimately, they've grown up in front of our eyes. And it was just, yeah, so perfect. So, Sasha and Bayley did a, Sasha and Becky had an exchange earlier tonight, and Becky made some comments towards Sasha. Sasha came back and retorted, sort of, you know, you only got over because Nia broke your face and all that stuff. It was a really nice promo. It was really heated. It was good stuff.
I will say, just for Sasha's promo to Becky, the whole Nia breaking her face thing, it's like, that's really not like an insult?
No, it's not an insult, but it was a nice talking point.
It was a nice talking point, because that is what happened, like, but I mean, it's like, that is what launched Becky, is that image of her standing there with her nose all bloody after the match. Like, it's the moment.
It is very iconic, too. So there is that. So they asked Bayley about Sasha and everything, and the one comment she made was, she didn't really want to talk about Sasha, but she was like, I'm not going to be overshadowed by Becky. So the main event of the show was Becky and Bayley versus Alexa and Nikki Cross. Really good main event. Good job by the women.
Fantastic main event.
Sasha interferes and attacks Becky, and then she has a chair, and she's about to strike down on Becky, and then Bayley steps in and stops her. And me and Lindsay are sitting here going, Bayley, Bayley, what are you doing, Bayley? Bayley, Bayley.
And she's kind of looking back and forth between Sasha and Becky, and she's thinking about it, and she's looking at the chair, and she's looking at Sasha, and she's looking at Becky's prone form, and that's laying on the mat, and, you know, what's she gonna do? What's she gonna do? And then
she gives this look.
And a smile.
And she just starts meleeing into Becky Lynch's back with this steel chair.
And Sasha can do nothing but approve as, The wifeys are reunited and stand tall over the man to close Monday Night Raw, which I have to applaud this because they've had Bailey on this road for a while now, where she first kind of turned on Sasha because it was like she's tired of Sasha's crap. And I think that's where Bailey is going, is she's just tired of everybody's crap. She's tired of everybody taking advantage of her and always being the nice one and always being overshadowed because she is the nice one. And she's had enough. And now she's taking a stand for herself. And, you know, as she said earlier in the night, I am not going to be overshadowed by Becky. That is not going to happen. Because you know what? I'm a champion too. I've worked every bit as hard to be here. And F her. I'm going to shine too. And that's what we saw tonight. So I think this isn't so much like a heel turn for Bailey, although it will be classified as that, as her just really taking hold of her own destiny.
She's grabbing an edge.
Mama's proud.
She has her edge.
Mama is so proud right now.
Because, let's be real, Bailey as champion has been solid, but it hasn't set the world on fire. And we've seen her, I guess, in a way, grow up lately. Like, she's been a lot edgier. She's not backing down like she used to. That's the best way to put it. And it's good to see. It's like, this was a momentum. She needs this momentum. She needs to go into this next season of WWE, as we'll put it, with an edge. She needs to hit the ball rolling once the split happens, whether she's on Raw, whether she's on SmackDown, wherever they may all end up. But Sasha and Bayley still sticking together is a really good thing, even if they're not a team. I like it.
I like it a lot, because I feel like you're going to see them stand up to not only Becky, but you saw Bayley stand up to Charlotte last week on SmackDown. You saw Bayley attack Charlotte on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's, like I said, Bayley's done. She's had enough. She's like, you know what, screw you all. I'm going to do my own thing. And that's what Sasha's doing. And basically now they're standing together and they're standing tall because of it. Now we'll see where this goes, but I'm really super excited to see this and see what they do with Bailey. Because I think everybody's sort of been like dreading a Bailey heel turn, especially when she was a cute, lovable, adorable little hugger, because it's like, well, how is this going to work? How is this going to go? You know, I don't think, you know, it's like, how do you turn Bailey heel? That is the trick. How do you turn someone like Bailey heel? This is how you do it.
You have a hot enough baby face where she can just sort of snap.
Smack her with a chair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's it. And this is how this has gone. So I'm super excited to see all of this and see how they do this.
What has been really interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is how they've done it in the last month, is they're finally using the stock that Becky Lynch has created, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now using it to help others.
Well, one of the things that the whole Becky Lynch, the man persona has created is it's given Becky an edge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what it is Becky was done, and Becky had enough, and she was like, F you all, and she got an attitude, and she got a personality, and she got an edge because of that. And now you see them taking that same formula, and they've given it to Sasha. They're giving it to Bailey. They're giving it to, you know, Alexa's always kind of had it, but now they're giving it back to Alexa, where the women don't have to be sweet and nice and likable anymore. The women can just be like, you know what? We're done. They can have real personalities and they can be the sweet, nice, but they can also have that edge and do what they need to do. It's not completely unbelievable, because it's like the one thing with Bailey was people just pushed her around, just like continually used her and abused her and pushed her around and lied to her, and she never really snapped. Like, at some point, you have enough.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get tired of it, right? Bailey never did that until very recently, so I like that they're doing this with the women. I like that this is how this is going, and I want to see more of it.
I want to see more of it as well. And I was glad. It's like, they used Becky's babyface heat to get heels over, and I like that. That's what they needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
That worked for me. Then there was Bray Wyatt. Talk about him.
All right, so we've had rumors of flying about Bray Wyatt and what he's going to be potentially doing here soon. And, you know, he hasn't been on TV. The Fiend is very seen very infrequently unless a WWE legend shows up and then, you know, he takes that person out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he could show up next week. But it's like we saw, tonight we saw a very special episode of the Firefly Funhouse in which Prozac Bray showed up. And, well, one of the things that Prozac Bray brought up was the tweet in which he challenged either Seth or Braun, whoever wins a Clash of Champions, for the title at Hell in a Cell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mr. McMahon, or Devil Mr. McMahon, or I guess it's the evil boss puppet. I think that's what it's actually called.
The evil boss, yes.
Pops up in all his horny, flamey glory and is yelling at Bray about the tweet. And well, Bray pulls out a stack of Benjamins and he's like, but I made you money. And he feeds one of the Benjamins to the evil boss puppet and it goes away.
Mm-hmm. He was like, how dare you challenge these men on Twitter and yada, yada, yada.
And Bray's like, but I made you money, see? And so the evil boss puppet goes away, which I'm sitting here watching this like, how much does Vince McMahon like you? Because for you to get away with that on TV, I'm just like hella impressed that he could get away with that on TV, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Vince must like really, really love this to let you do this. But okay, anyway, moving on. So... Then Bray basically tells Seth and Braun, I'll see you in hell.
Wink.
Wink. And he's standing there with all the puppets as the Fiend is flashing, you know, into the shot and everything like that. And then you have the rabbit pop up with a little help sign.
This was before, it was before help. Help. Help.
And he just pushes the rabbit back down. The rabbit blinked twice, guys. We have to go get the rabbit. Save the rabbits! Oh, I don't even know what to do with this. And then he was reading Thirst tweets on Twitter while this was going on. And responding to it.
Yes, go Bray.
I just can't with this. Why? Why is this a thing?
Wait, he tweeted that about himself? Wow.
Yes, he did!
Wow.
He did!
Okay.
You thought I was lying. I'm serious.
I just went to look. I was like, okay.
Thank you, Whit, for bringing that to my attention.
Yeah, okay, now that makes all sense. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So.
For those of you that don't know, just go look at Bray Wyatt's Twitter. Basically, he said, wow, Bray Wyatt is jacked during the show. So, Child was reading thirst tweets about himself.
It could make Tweet of the Week on Thursday night, 10 p.m.
It could. Yeah. I mean, it's just like,
It's there. Anyway, so that happened on Raw. Okay. We also had a contract signing for the WWE Universal Championship match. They signed the contract, but AJ Styles is like, how do you get title shots? You just have to look fancy and look at a belt? Here, look at my belt. No, wait, don't look at my belt. Just don't look at me. He starts showing off his belt. And just like, don't look at me. Don't look at me. He is upset that they were getting, Strowman was getting title shot at all because, you know, he looked at it. So he came and his boys came to the ring and he ripped up the contract and then the table got thrown in his face.
Which was hilarious. Which was absolutely hilarious. It was almost like a cartoon because like they all start fighting and Braun grabs the metal table top or the table with the metal top. There we go. And he grabs it and he flips it and just smacks AJ right in the face. And all you see is AJ's feet flop down as he falls over from getting smacked in the face with a table. It was goddamn hilarious.
It was. It led to Rollins and Braun versus Gallus and Anderson. Rollins and Strowman got the win, but after the match, AJ went on attack. Rude and Ziggler got involved. Braun accidentally ran over Rollins at one point, and then the four
which just happens,
and then the five men laid out Braun Strowman. Good stuff.
And then we kind of had a meeting of the minds backstage between Seth and Braun later, where I think Braun tried to apologize, and Seth was just sort of like,
I wasn't having any of it.
He's like, meh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, that's what you want between your tag team champions. Cohesion!
Then the OC attacks Cedric Alexander for whatever reason.
I'm not sure why they did that. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Here's my take. This is just me. So, if they don't wedge AJ into the title match, at Clash of Champions. He needs a challenger, and I could see it be Cedric versus AJ on the pay-per-view.
See, I thought they were helping Baron. I thought Baron maybe worked a deal with the OC and, you know, had them weaken Cedric so that way he could win his match.
I mean, that could be a thing as well, but I think it could lead to Alexander versus Styles at the pay-per-view.
It could. It totally could. I would bet on that as well, but that was my first thought was, oh, they must be helping Baron.
Rude and Ziggler beat Hawkins and Ryder.
No shock.
Lacey beat Natty.
Again, no shock.
Baron Corbin beat Cedric Alexander in a really good match to advance in the King of the Ring.
That's one of the best Baron Corbin matches I think I've seen in a while. Like, seriously, it was actually very good. No offense, Baron.
Viking Raiders beat two dudes.
Okay, no. They did not beat them. They massacred them. Get that right. One skinny little dude they just sent to another dimension. He's dead. I'm pretty sure he's dead.
There you go.
It was bad. It was ugly.
Ricochet and Samoa Joe battled in the King of the Ring quarterfinal matchup, which saw both men get their shoulders count down, and then the referee had to go over to the headset and go, I saw their shoulders were down. Well, so such and such happened. Oh, I'll take that under advisement. We go to break, and then we get a result.
Okay, so the match itself was really, really good, which you would expect nothing less from these two. And I would kind of not mind seeing this again. And then the finish happened, and we're all just sitting here, right? And we're like, wait, what happened? Who pinned who? I'm not sure what's going on. And you just see, because the ref had his gloves out, and it's like, is somebody bleeding? Is somebody hurt? Like, what happened? And you see the ref run over to the timekeeper's area, and he puts on the headset, and he's talking, and I'm yelling at the TV, there is no instant replay in wrestling, because there shouldn't be. And the ref's talking, and then he just, like, walks off. And as he's walking off, I swear to God, this is going to become a meme. Samoa Joe beats up Ricochet more. And the two just continue to fight as the ref is walking off. And so everybody's trying to figure out what's going on with this, because it's like, well, there's no finish. Who won? Both their shoulders were down, and they did an interview with Baron Corbin where he was like, well, they should both be out. They were both down. One pinned the other. So, you know, technically they should both be out of the tourney. And he's not wrong about that.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Technically he should advance because they were both down. Well, we get the decision. You can't end it like that. So we end up having a triple threat for next week with Baron Corbin, Samoa Joe, and Ricochet, where the winner moves on to the finals of the King of Ring tournament, and Baron was none too happy about this, because he's like, well, wait a minute, I won my match fair and square-ish. You know, with a little help from the OC, that he totally did not solicit, or maybe he did, we don't know. But he won his match, so he shouldn't have to face Joe and Ricochet to move to the finals. And again, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
It's a little convoluted, not sure what's going on there with it, but this was an interesting turn of events, I would say. I'm not sure I was a fan of this, but
in any other situation, double pin means you're both eliminated. They wanted a situation where they got to a triple threat match. That's how convoluted we got it. But whatever. It is what it is. Should be a fun matchup next week in the semifinals, which it sounds like it should be like the finals, but it's the semifinals. So we'll see where it goes from there. Cesaro lost to The Miz.
Despite having a really impressive match in UK.
And Rey Mysterio made his big return to Monday Night Raw to say he still hasn't much left in the tank to accomplish. Yay.
So he considered retirement, and now he's unconsidering retirement because reasons.
I got emails saying, hey, Rey Mysterio returns to Raw tonight, to cut him 1 minute promo, saying he has less stuff left in the tank. Okay. But the big story again tonight, Bayley goes heel. And where does this go from there? Guess we gotta tune in to SmackDown to see if she shows up there, which she's the SmackDown Women's Champion, so I would assume she's gonna be a part of the show to talk about it, and we'll know more next week on Raw as well.
But, I mean, this show had its high points, it had its low points, but the Bayley heel turn was so well done. It was so perfect.
It was the perfect way to end the show, because we did not see it coming.
Because, again, it's Bayley, right? Like, nobody would have thought that Bayley would do that. Nope. Absolutely nobody. So the fact that she did was just amazing. And I'm on board for it.
And Matt, perfect is P-E-R, not prefect. You say it all the time. You spell perfect wrong every time. I don't know if it's on purpose or not, but
He might mean prefect.
This show was ending was prefect. Every time you spell perfect wrong. Every time.
Dude.
Maybe it's intentional. I don't know. This has been the Rob Post Show, live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We will not be live next week unless I can find someone to co-host with me because she's going to be out of town. No, wait. We're not even going to... won't even try that. No show next week. Yeah.
You could get Brent.
No show next week. We'll be back the following... Anyway.
Wow. Yes, I have to travel for work again. Sorry.
Yeah, so we'll be back in 2 weeks for the Raw Push. We'll be live this Thursday night for the Rack.
Yes, tune in where we will be doing news, notes, NXT, SmackDown, all your favorites. We will have a discussion of some sort. I'm not sure what, but it will be there. We have to figure it out. So it's the Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
So Saturday, last Saturday, was episode 599. This Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's episode 600 of CB Radio. And we're going to have the intern sing.
Wait, Brent's singing?
Brent is singing live Saturday night, midnight-ish.
What is he singing?
For starters, at least, the national anthem.
How did you get him agree to do this?
Because it was one of the things for one of the debates we did. Him and Jobber are going to sing the national anthem together.
Oh my god, I may actually have to listen to this.
We're clearing up all the debt that we've accumulated with the Greater Than Great Debate series. This Saturday night on episode 600. Midnight at SuperHeroLive.com, WildTalkRadio.com, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, previews the show. Yeah. It'll be live, 10 p.m. Eastern. As usually, Monday nights, we're on post 11 p.m. Check out all the Rack Extras. They're available at RackRadioShow.com. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com slash Wild Talk Radio, Twitch.tv/WTRLive. Follow, subscribe, Twitch.tv/WTRLive, as I just mentioned. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. Ninja Left, we're still here. Use credit code RocketSocket before night item shop. And oh, speaking of CBRO, not so live. We'll be available tomorrow at some point. We're talking AEW All Out.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsport, LNSWRD.
This has been the Rob Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack. And all week long, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.